keeping customers happy, that's the name of the game these days, especially in the digital world.
Oh, absolutely.
And a big part of that.
Having a help desk solution that can really, you know, handle the load.
A solid help desk. One that won't let you down.
Right.
Now, you've probably heard of the usual suspects.
Zendesk, Help Scout, all those big names.
Feature-packed, but...
pricey.
They can really put a dent in your budget. So what if,
yeah.
What if there was a way to get that same robust functionality, all those bells and whistles, without having to shell out a fortune?
Well, that's where open source software comes in. I mean, it's really changing the landscape, you know? It's not just for, like, tech geeks anymore.
It's going mainstream.
Absolutely.
And in the world of open source help desks, there's one name that keeps popping up.
FreeScout.
FreeScout. It's a totally free platform. No monthly fees, no hidden costs.
Wow.
Just pure, unadulterated help desk goodness.
Wow.
So for this deep dive, we're going to explore FreeScout in depth. Wow. We'll look at what it can do, what it's good at, where it might fall short. And most importantly, we'll figure out if it's the right tool to take your customer support to the next level.
I'm excited to dig into this. I mean, from what I've seen, FreeScout seems to be packed with features.
Oh, it is. It really is. And one of the things that immediately jumps out, especially for, you know, businesses that are growing, is the unlimited agents, tickets, and mailboxes.
The limited.
Right from the get-go.
That's a big deal. It's a direct challenge to the traditional pricing models we see with these other help desk providers where they charge you per agent or based on how many tickets you have.
Yeah.
It can get really expensive really fast.
It can. And with FreeScout, you don't have to worry about hitting those limits or, you know, having to upgrade your plan as your team expands.
Right.
And it's not just about saving money. It's about having the control, the flexibility to manage your support your way. Now, another thing that FreeScout does really well is integration. You can seamlessly connect it with your existing email.
Oh, that's important.
Even if you're using a modern Microsoft Exchange setup.
Now, for those who might not be familiar with the technical jargon, Microsoft Exchange authentication is a more secure way of handling email, right?
Yes.
It's essential for businesses that prioritize data security. And the fact that FreeScout supports this out of the box shows that they're really catering to a wide range of organizations with, you know, diverse needs.
Absolutely. They're not just focusing on one segment. They're trying to make it accessible to everyone.
Right.
And then to keep you connected on all fronts, FreeScout also integrates with popular messaging platforms.
Right.
Like Slack, WhatsApp, Facebook, even Telegram. So all your customer communication channels can flow into this one central hub.
Streamlined.
Streamlined, efficient, organized.
Love it.
And speaking of efficiency, FreeScout has some really smart features that can seriously boost your productivity.
Okay, tell me more about that. I'm all ears.
All right. So imagine you're in the middle of a chaotic day, tons of customer requests coming in, emails flying, the phone's ringing off the hook.
Yeah, the usual chaos.
Right. It's easy for things to slip through the cracks.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare.
But with FreeScout, you can star those crucial conversations so they stay front and center.
Like a little reminder.
Like a virtual sticky note.
I like it.
So you don't forget about those urgent issues.
Makes sense.
And to keep you in the loop in real time, they have these push notifications that alert you to new messages or updates.
So you don't have to keep hitting refresh on your inbox just waiting for that next email to come through.
Exactly. And then there are these things called saved replies. It's a lifesaver for those, you know, frequently asked questions.
Oh, yeah, the ones you find yourself typing out over and over and over again.
Exactly. You can create these pre-written responses and just insert them with a couple of clicks.
So much time saved.
Hours, potentially.
And I also really appreciate the ability to leave internal notes on tickets. So if you need to, like, loop in a colleague or just jot down some context for yourself later, it's all right there in the ticket.
Everything's in one place.
Organized.
And speaking of collaboration, they've got collision detection, which means two agents won't accidentally end up working on the same issue.
That's clever.
Talk about avoiding duplicate efforts.
It's like they've thought of everything.
And for those who are keyboard shortcut wizards, FreeScout has a whole set of shortcuts so you can zip through tasks even faster.
Nice.
So we've seen how FreeScout helps you manage those day-to-day support tasks. But what about tailoring the entire experience to your brand?
Ah, good question.
Well, that's where things get even better.
Okay.
FreeScout lets you white label the entire platform.
Meaning?
You can replace their branding with yours, their logos, their colors. So it feels like an extension of your own website, your own application.
So customers feel like they're dealing directly with your company. It creates a seamless brand experience.
Exactly. And you can go even further with customization by creating custom fields to capture information that's specific to your business. So, for example, if you're an e-commerce company, you might want to track order numbers or product details right within the support tickets.
So you don't have to jump between different systems to get the information you need.
It's all right there.
Streamlined.
And to keep everything organized, you can set up your own folder structure. You can define workflows and SLAs, those service level agreements.
Yeah.
So FreeScout gives you all the tools to manage everything in a way that really fits your business like a glove.
It's like building your own bespoke help desk, tailored to your needs.
Exactly. But what about when those needs start to get a little more complex as your business grows?
Right.
Can FreeScout handle the big leagues?
Good question. That's what I'm wondering too. Scaling up can be a challenge for any system, no matter how good it is on the surface.
Let's find out.
Yeah, let's dig into that next.
So we've seen that FreeScout can handle, you know, the basics. But what about when you need something a little more advanced, a little more oomph?
Right. Can it scale?
Yeah. Can it keep up with a business that's, you know, growing, evolving, needing more and more from its help desk software?
Well, it seems like FreeScout has a few tricks up its sleeve for those who need those more sophisticated features.
Like what? Give me the good stuff.
Okay, well, for one, they have Kanban boards.
Oh, I love Kanban boards.
Yes, they're great for visualizing your workflow.
Absolutely.
So it's like a virtual whiteboard. You can organize your tickets. You can track their progress. You can move them between different stages, you know, like new, in progress, resolved, all just by dragging and dropping.
It's so visual, so easy to see where everything is at a glance.
And it really helps you identify bottlenecks, you know, like where things are getting stuck.
Oh, for sure.
And then for the data lovers out there, you know, the folks who really like to dig into the numbers, FreeScout offers real-time reports.
Ooh, tell me more.
So think charts, graphs, all those beautiful visualizations showing you key metrics like response times, ticket volume trends, agent performance.
So you can actually see how your team's doing, where you need to improve, all that good stuff.
Exactly. It's all about using data to make better decisions, to optimize your support processes.
Data is king.
Data is king.
So we've talked about visualizing workflows. We've talked about data. What about connecting FreeScout with other tools, you know, the other systems that businesses rely on?
Right.
Can it play nicely with others?
It can. It definitely can. FreeScout offers CRM integration.
CRM, that's customer relationship management, right?
Yep.
So you can hook it up to your CRM system and get this, like, this holistic view of your customers.
360 degrees.
You see their entire history, their interactions, their purchases, their support requests, everything.
And that's so valuable for providing personalized support, right?
Well, absolutely.
You know, knowing your customer, understanding their needs, that's how you build loyalty.
And I'm guessing they have something for time tracking too, right? Because, you know, a lot of businesses need to track their time for billing purposes.
They do. They have a built-in time tracking feature.
Nice.
So you can log the time you spend on each ticket, which is essential for businesses that bill clients hourly or, you know, just need to track project costs accurately.
Very practical. Very, very practical. But it's not just about internal efficiency, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also need to think about things like data privacy.
Oh, absolutely. Big topic these days.
Huge. And FreeScout has you covered there too. They've got GDPR compliance built right into the platform.
GDPR, that's the General Data Protection Regulation.
A whole set of rules designed to protect the personal data of individuals in the European Union.
So it's a big deal for businesses that operate in Europe or work with European customers.
Essential. Absolutely essential. And for the more tech-savvy folks out there, FreeScout also offers API access.
Ah, yes, the API.
Now, for those of us who aren't, you know, developers, break that down for me. What is API access and why should I care?
Okay, so an API, it stands for Application Programming Interface.
Okay.
And it basically allows different software systems to talk to each other.
Like a universal translator for software.
Kind of, yeah. So with FreeScout's API, you could connect it to other tools you use, your project management system, your accounting software, even your marketing automation platform.
So it's not just a standalone help desk. It can actually become part of this interconnected ecosystem of tools.
Exactly. The possibilities are pretty much endless. It really depends on your needs and your technical capabilities.
Very cool. So it really does seem like FreeScout can grow with a business. You know, it can adapt to those increasingly complex needs that companies face as they scale.
Yeah, it's flexible, it's powerful, and it's got a lot of potential.
But let's not forget about one of the key advantages of open source software.
The community.
The community.
The people who are passionate about the software, who are constantly contributing, improving, and, you know, just making it better.
Right. And with FreeScout, it's not just the core developers who are working on it. It's this whole community of users who are out there building and sharing these amazing things called community modules.
Community modules.
What are they?
Well, think of them like add-ons or plugins that extend FreeScout's functionality even further.
So it's like a giant toolbox of extra features, mm-hmm. all created by people who are actually using FreeScout in the real world.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. And we found a ton of these listed on the FreeScout GitHub wiki.
Yeah, some of them are really innovative.
Give me some examples. Like, what are some of the cool things people are creating?
Okay, so one that caught my eye was the ChatGPT integration module.
ChatGPT.
That's the AI chatbot everyone's talking about these days.
I've heard of it.
So with this module, you can actually bring the power of ChatGPT right into FreeScout.
Now, that's interesting.
I mean, imagine using ChatGPT to automatically generate responses to simple customer queries or to summarize, you know, those really long, complicated support tickets.
So your agents don't have to wade through pages and pages of text.
Exactly. It just streamlines everything.
Very, very cool. Okay, what else? What other gems are in this community module treasure chest?
Well, if you're a fan of visual scheduling, there's a calendar module that integrates directly with FreeScout.
So I could schedule follow-up calls with customers. I could block out time for specific support tasks, all within FreeScout.
Yep. Everything's in one place, centralized.
Love it.
And then for those who use ClickUp for project management, there's a ClickUp integration module.
So if I'm already using ClickUp to manage my projects, I can connect it to FreeScout and have my support tickets show up alongside my other tasks.
Seamlessly. It's all about creating that smooth, integrated workflow.
These community modules, they really showcase what open source collaboration is all about.
It's amazing, right? Like having this constant stream of new features and enhancements, all driven by the people who are actually using the software.
It's like this collective brain power, all focused on making FreeScout the best it can be.
And it's all for free.
Which brings up a very important question.
Yeah.
How does FreeScout, a free and open source platform, support itself? I mean, developing software takes time, it takes resources, it takes money.
It does.
So how do they do it?
Well, that's what we're going to explore next, FreeScout's business model. It's actually quite fascinating.
All right, so we've talked about all the amazing features that FreeScout offers, the fact that it can scale with a growing business, and that incredible community that's constantly making it even better.
Right, it's a pretty impressive package.
It is. But now I'm curious about the business side of things. How does FreeScout actually make money? I mean, they have to keep the lights on somehow, right?
They do, but it's not through the traditional subscription model that you see with a lot of other software companies.
So how do they do it?
Well, the core FreeScout software, the one with all those great features we've been discussing, that's completely free.
Free.
Free. You can download it. You can use it. You can even modify it if you have the technical skills. No strings attached.
That's incredible.
It's a real testament to their commitment to the open source philosophy.
But they still have to generate revenue, right? So where does that come from?
That comes from a selection of premium modules.
Ah, okay. So it's like a freemium model. You get the basic product for free, and then you can choose to pay for extra features if you need them.
Exactly.
So what kind of premium modules are we talking about?
Well, one popular one is the end user portal.
Okay, and what does that do?
It basically allows your customers to submit support tickets directly through a portal on your website.
So instead of just sending emails, they have this dedicated space where they can manage their support requests.
Right, and they can also track the status of their tickets, access a knowledge base, even participate in community forums.
So it's like giving them a self-service option.
Exactly, which can really help reduce the workload on your support team.
And they have a dedicated knowledge base module too, right?
They do. It lets you build a comprehensive library of articles, FAQs, tutorials, all that good stuff.
So customers can find answers to their questions without even having to contact support.
That's the goal. It's all about empowering customers to help themselves.
Love it.
Yeah.
What else? What other tempting modules are there?
Well, for businesses that need to offer real-time support, there's a live chat module.
Oh, yeah, those little chat widgets that pop up on websites.
Exactly. It allows you to interact with customers instantly, answer quick questions, provide guidance.
Especially important for e-commerce sites or any business where that immediate connection can make a difference.
Absolutely. And then for those who are data-driven, there's a reports module.
Okay, tell me about that one. I love data.
So this module gives you in-depth analytics on all aspects of your support operation. You can see things like conversation volume, response times, agent performance, customer satisfaction.
So you can identify areas where you're doing well and areas where you need to improve.
Precisely. It's all about using data to optimize your support processes.
This is all sounding really good, but what about support for the actual software? If I'm using the free version of FreeScout, am I on my own if I run into problems?
Not at all. FreeScout has a lot of support resources available, even for free users.
Like what?
Well, their website is packed with documentation, FAQs, tutorials, all sorts of helpful stuff. And they also have a very active community forum where you can get help from other users and developers.
So even though it's free, I'm not just left out in the cold.
Definitely not. And if you need more personalized assistance, or you have some mission-critical issues that need immediate attention, they do offer paid support options.
So they've got all the bases covered.
They do. They've managed to create this really compelling balance between offering a powerful free product and generating revenue through those premium modules and support services.
And they've done it in a way that seems fair and transparent.
I think so.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into FreeScout, here's the big question for you, our listener.
Mm-hmm.
Could FreeScout be the help desk solution you've been searching for?
Think about what's important to you. Is it cost savings, flexibility, the power of community?
FreeScout offers all of that and more. It's a real game changer in the world of customer support.
It challenges the status quo and shows that you don't have to break the bank to get a top-notch help desk solution.
So we encourage you to explore FreeScout further. Check out their website, browse their community modules, see if it's the right fit for your needs. We think you'll be impressed with what you find.
We certainly are.
And with that, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.